Hello, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. Thank you so much for inviting us into your home this evening. If you have your Bible, we're going to be turning to Joshua chapter number 17. Joshua chapter number 17. Of course, if you are not a student of the Bible, this particular book is located in the Old Testament. And in this portion of the Word of God, I'll have you turn with me to verse number 18. Now, if you've located that particular text, notice with me as we read it together, verse number 18, the Bible says, "But the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoing of it shall be thine. For thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong." Tonight, my friends, we're going to be speaking on the subject, "It's yours for the taking." It's yours for the taking. What is the greatest offer that you've ever been given before up to this particular point? Of course, many of us would have to agree, if you are a child of the King, if you have surrendered your life over to Jesus Christ, if you've been washed in the blood, you would have to agree. That is the greatest offer that has been offered to mankind. And thus is yours. It was yours for the taking because you received Christ as your Savior. But there are other events that take place in your life as well, I am sure, that you would consider to be that special time in which an offer was given and you took it. I am reminded of when I was in the fourth grade. That particular year, I signed on as a safety patrol person at school. I enjoyed stopping students as they were at a certain sidewalk motioning vehicles to cross the intersection. Of course, this was for their safety. Though it was my first year as a patrolman, I wanted to be a lieutenant patrolman. That position was provided for me later on, but I had to wait until I was in the fifth grade. It came after that. Then, captain of the safety patrol was offered to me as a position. I was so excited. And then, of course, there came the time when I was given a better promotion than that. Well, this evening, as we are encouraged to speak in terms of exercising faith in moving out and taking that which is ours for the taking, we want to talk about that in the study tonight. Four things I want you to see as we think about this subject, yours for the taking. The first thing I want you to understand, if you're going to receive an offer or move out by faith or do something big, it starts with a desire. In Joshua chapter 17, verse number 14, I want you to note that with me. The Bible says, "And the children of Joseph spake unto Joshua, saying, Why hast thou given me but one lot and one portion to inherit, seeing I am a great people? For as much as the Lord had blessed me hitherto." Now the children of Joseph wanted more than they were already given. They were not greedy per se, but they realized that they had land given to them in comparison to their population size. And of course, because of the number in their group, the land was not large enough for them. Listen, it's important to exercise faith. The moment we stop exercising faith, the moment we stop reaching out for something that's bigger than us, we will become complacent, we'll become callous, and we will become cold towards the things of God. We must be like Jabez. We must ask God to bless us indeed and enlarge our coast. You see, my friend, exercising faith and pursuing after those things God has freely given to us requires desire. So we see here, first of all, that if you are going to be able to strike at a goal, if you are going to be able to pursue something that's yours for the taking, it requires desire. Number two, we also understand it requires a directive. What do you mean, preacher? Well, in verse number 15 of this same chapter, chapter 17 of Joshua's book, the Bible says, "And Joshua answered them, If thou be a great people, then get thee up to the wood country and cut down for thyself there in the land of the Perizzites and of the giants, if Mount Ephraim be too narrow for thee." Joshua gave them a strong exhortation. He basically said to them, go for it. When he said, get thee up, that particular statement tells us to exercise faith, to pray for great and mighty things, to go for it, to pursue it, to advance. Listen, don't be someone who just wishes about things happening, but be that person that's willing to do something about it. Our theme this year at Heritage Baptist Church here in Kenosha is Make It Matter. We don't want to just observe things happening this year. We want to make things happen this year. We don't just want to talk about things happening this year. We want to be a part of something that's happening this year. You see, my friend, our desire is to make much of this year. Our desire is to make things matter. Over there in 2 Chronicles, chapter 28, verse number 20, the Bible says, "And David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage and do it." You see, my friend, there is much to be done this year in our country. And if it's going to be done, it's going to take a directive. It's going to take a mandate. It's going to take a charge from the God of heaven to be able to utter that and issue that to you and I so that we can get the job done this year and make it matter. Joshua knew that it would require effort, but he told them that he had faith that they would accomplish the task. He provided them with a directive. But then he not only gave them a directive, he also would reveal to them their deficiency. Here in Joshua chapter 17, look at verse number 16. The Bible says, "And the children of Joseph said, The hills is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites that dwell in the land of the valley have chariots of iron. Both they who are of Bethshem and the towns, and they who are of the valley of Jezreel." Now, of course, the children of Joseph said that the Canaanites had chariots of iron. They felt inadequate and ill-equipped to take the hill country. When we are directed to exercise faith in God, we will see how weak, how helpless, and how inadequate we are. Yet, it is then and only then that we will realize how much we need to depend on the God of heaven to provide us with health and strength. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 20, verse number 8. And so we see in our text tonight, we see the desire. We understand the directive, and then, of course, we see their deficiency. But in closing, I want you to note with me, we also see their diligence. The Bible says in verse number 18, "But the mountain shall be thine, for it is a wood, and thou shalt cut it down, and the outgoings of it shall be thine. For thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots, and though they be strong." Listen, my friend, Joshua was telling them that they needed to be diligent and exercise faith if they were going to claim the additional land that they needed and that they wanted. He told them that he knew the area of the forest himself, but he also said that in knowing the area, you still must cut down those things that are in front of you. That's what faith does, my friend. Faith is able to cut down to size those challenges that lay ahead of you and I. Listen, it might be a lot of trees, but it needs to be cut down. It might be a lot of work, but it needs to be cut down. It may require a lot of hands, but it needs to be cut down. It may be some unconfessed sin in your life, but friend, it does need to be cut down. It may be that desire that you had in years gone by, and now it lays dormant within your person's friend. You need to cut it down, and you need to put that desire in the forefront and do some great things for the God of heaven. Well, friend, as we notice this particular study, we see that, yes, they had a desire. There was a goal in mind. And we understand that they were given the directive or the mandate necessary to get the job done. And did they have a deficiency? Of course they did. But then again, so do you and I. We operate in the flesh. We work in the flesh. But the Bible tells us that the flesh profiteth nothing. Amen. And we know that Jesus Christ is able to give us those things that are necessary to defeat the enemy that lays ahead. Then we understand that we have to be diligent. We can't just talk about it, friend. We got to have a plan to get the job done. Well, I wonder about you, my friend. Do you have a plan to get the job done? Do you position yourself as one that has goals and dreams and ambitions and desires? Friend, you can cut down those things that's preventing you from getting the job done. Is there something you need to do for God in order for God to bless it? If so, then friend, I say, do it. And do it with all your might, for it is yours for the taking. Will you respond to God's message this evening? Will you be willing to answer God's mandate on moving forward? Would you, my friend, be willing to answer the call?